This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are in this world people who love their gadgets and people who tolerate them. In the former category, the lovers, you'll find a lot of people who buy from Apple. Sam Weiner is one of them. He's got an iPad, and you know what? He thinks it could do more, as he originally wrote about for McSweeney's.
I hope you Apple geniuses are up to snuff, because I'm pretty sure my iPad's busted. No matter how much I use it to check email, surf the web, or tag photos on Facebook, I'm still gnawed at by a horrifying emptiness that no amount of fiddling with your magical gadget can fill. Is it too much to ask that the mere act of owning your products fill me with utter, unbroken contentment? I think not. Now, don't treat me like some tech newbie. I've done all the stuff the Apple support page says. I restarted the iPad, I upgraded to the latest version of iOS, I even sleep next to the iPad in hopes that it will turn into a beautiful, understanding woman. The iPad, like my spirit, is completely broken. Look, I bought all this Apple gear because it's all supposed to work seamlessly together, and sometimes it does. But when I download an album from iTunes on my iMac, then use iCloud to download it to my iPhone, then use AirPlay to send it to my Apple TV, no matter what song I select, the only thing I can hear is myself softly whispering, "You are garbage," inside my own head. I restart my AirPort Extreme thinking that'll do the trick, but all I get is even scarier whispering. Also, are nightmares covered by AppleCare?
You can read Sam Weiner's entire rant on our website, marketplace.org.